the All-Ireland Business Foundation, this is Elaine Carl bringing you AIBF Business Talk. AIBF is an independent national body tasked with enterprise development and the promotion of best-in-class businesses as business all-stars. Today, I catch up with Omar and Alf from VendingMachines.ie, a leading vending operator that provides full vending services nationwide, including North and South of Ireland, representing Sandon Vendo, one of the world's largest vending manufacturers here in Ireland. VendingMachines.ie has specialised in providing indoor and outdoor vending solutions to a large range of industries, including construction, hospitality, healthcare, manufacturing, and transport. It's very corporate and environmentally responsible, and this is to the front of its core of its values, and they donate a significant proportion of their sales to the Ronald McDonald House, and they're committing to planting trees in Kenya and Italy in order to offset the company carbon footprint. Omar and Alf, thank you so much for joining me today on AIBF Business Talk. Your venture, VendingMachines.ie, epitomises, I suppose, what a great partnership and collaboration of minds can actually do. You know, VendingMachines.ie, it's very, I suppose, it seems self-explanatory as to what you do. But maybe, Omar, for the benefit of our listeners this morning, you can just share with us what exactly you do at VendingMachines.ie.
Good morning, Elaine. Yes, and absolutely, we are delighted to be here in your podcast. VendingMachines.ie is a leading vending operator in Ireland, and we look after Ireland and North of Ireland, the 32 counties, you know, and we come up with a proposal of a refreshing option of the technology in vending. We represent one of the biggest manufacturers in the world of vending machine, which is Sandon Vendo. We look after all their operations here in Ireland, North of Ireland. And, basically, it's coming up with a proposal to clients and different industries about the benefits of having a vending machine in their premises, in their location, for themselves, for their employees, and absolutely for their customers as well. So we come up with a fresh approach of installing a new vending machine. You know, we don't do secondhand machines. You know, we don't do all type of machines. All our machines, they have the latest technology, telemetry, communication with our office, you know, so we can monitor the machines, stock levels, faults, anything, you know, remotely. All our machines are integrated with credit card readers, so people can tap with their phone, you know, with their watch. They're kind of very straightforward in that way, you know, and as well with cash payment, of course, you know. So that's
so we really have to get into the nuts and bolts, but very quickly there, Omar, maybe if we take it back a step, Alf, and if I just ask you, how did it all come to pass? How did, you know, what's the background to VendingMachines.ie, and where did it all start?
Well, actually, Omar probably could give a better history of it than me, but all I know is that maybe about a year and a half ago, I met Omar in Dublin. He was actually working part-time, maybe almost full-time in a hotel in Dublin at near Dublin Airport. And I just got talking to him in the bar as I was having a drink with a few people. And it struck me that we struck up a conversation, and he started talking about his vending machine business and what he was trying to do, and that he had a number of vending machines in various sites, a small number, but my sense in chatting to him is that he had a deep passion to develop it, to grow it, to expand it. And we got just talking from there for about a half an hour, and then we connected again soon afterwards, a few days later. I live in Cork, he lives in Dublin, and he got talking more about it. And I kept saying to him, Omar, why are you working in a hotel here? Why are you not committing more time to your business? Because I got a real sense from him, and particularly his background. He's a mechanical engineer by background, and he had the franchise for this fantastic vending machines that sold all over the world. But he had an exclusive arrangement for Ireland and North and South. And I got talking to him, and he seemed to have the wherewithal and the smarts to really develop and expand this business. And we linked up together, and we got talking, and we kind of developed a plan that over a period of time that he would begin to move away from the from his job in the hotel business and work in this full time. And I suppose I opened up a lot of contacts and connections with him across several sectors and across several industries throughout Ireland, because I guess for myself, I've been involved in all sorts of businesses over many years. I'm kind of at the other end of my career and he's starting out. And it was just a real pleasure to meet him, to help him. And I'd say, actually, I'm still involved in so many businesses, but there is probably not a day goes by that there isn't a WhatsApp from Omar to me, or a message, or a text, or do you know somebody here, or do you know somebody there, can you help me with this, and so on and so forth. So now we developed a business plan, and we're in the process of refreshing that now again as we head into 2022. But there's no reason why this business couldn't be twice, if not three times, as big as it is right now in two or three years' time. And that's the goal and that's the aspiration.
I think that's really refreshing to hear that no matter what conversation you have and with whom, you know, something can always come out of it. So you never actually really know who you're talking to, Omar, just like that conversation you had with Alf one day. And obviously, you know, it was something he was really passionate about. But where did the idea day one come up with? Was it from your experience of working in the hotel and maybe seeing vending machines in hotel lobbies, or where did it all start?
That's a good question, Elaine. You know, yeah, absolutely. I started with vending in Ireland probably 6 years ago, you know, when I was managing an hotel in Temple Bar. And I was constantly approached by clients about their travel adapters, you know, because they didn't have travel adapters and it was a different plug when they were coming to the country and blah, 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 you know. So I came up with an idea of a small design of a vending machine only to dispense travel adapters. So I made contact with a manufacturer of small vending towers, you know, in Portugal. You know, we start to import the different options. We put the machines in two or three different hotels in Temple Bar. And then within a year, we were in close to 100 hotels, you know, with the small design of the vending tower for travel adapters only, you know. So it just took over very, very quickly because it was a very specific need, you know. And then, as Alf mentioned there, I moved to a very large hotel and I start to get involved, you know, with managing the machines, you know, for this hotel, the big vending machines for this hotel. And it came up to my idea of why I couldn't just do it myself, you know, for other different properties, you know. Now, these machines, these new type of machines were not only for travel adapters, but now for drinks and snacks and all of that, you know. So since then, you know, we just literally haven't stopped. And the new type of machines, you know, before we used to have only this design, you know, with travel plugs and travel adapters, dental kits, you know, only for hotels. But since we took over this representation from San Bendo in the country, the industry range just widened massively from hotels, you know, to construction sites, to nursing homes, to absolutely any sort of industry in which you have some footpath and some foot traffic, you know, is where you could locate the vending machine. So, yeah.
I think great thing about the vending machine as well is, you know, from a staffing perspective, is that they don't need to be staffed, you know what I mean? And they're operational 24/7. So what types of products and who are the types of clients that use your vending machines? Are they, you know, for indoor use, or have they now kind of progressed to being outdoor vending machines?
Well, initially we start with indoor only because our main targets were kind of offices and we start to develop this, you know, just at the beginning of the pandemic, you know. So it was very challenging at the beginning, you know, because we were only just starting with the Sunday vendor representation and all the offices and businesses were closing, you know. So we kind of focus in the in HSC side, you know. We got vaccination centers, you know. We got a contract with test COVID test centers, you know, and then we focus on nursing homes. Alfie is the director of a very large nursing home group in the country, you know, so we start to look after a few of the properties. And then as well, we got a contract with the biggest nursing home operator in the country, which is Orpia. It's a French company, you know, and we kind of start to develop that area. And then from one moment to the other, Alf put me in contact with a massive construction company, which is PJ Hegarty's. We spoke with one of the directors, you know, and then immediately they gave us 4 construction sites, you know. And when we start to deal with construction site, we noticed that it was kind of a kind of really important feature, you know, that we could offer outdoor vending, you know, because construction is just all like basically it could be at the beginning of the project a hole in the ground, you know, and not, no more than that. So we decide to go with outdoor. We start with first units there, you know, and we just since then, you know, like we took over contract with mainly every single construction company in the country, offering indoor and outdoor solutions, you know, so that just gave us so much flexibility, Elaine.
And something, you know, that's really coming through that I can really relate to, and I think for a lot of our listeners here, is that sometimes in business, you know, it does take more than one person of one type of, should we say, you know, attribute or skill set. And Omar, I understand your background is in the engineering side and you're very much into the operation side. And Alfin, on your side, that you would have, you know, the contacts and the network would have that strategic, you know, business development background behind you and plenty of experience in directorship type roles. But it's fantastic to see that marriage of skill set. And Alf, I suppose from your side, then you'll be kind of looking after that, I suppose, the strategic development and that side of the company. How does that feed in, or how does that relationship work between you both?
Well, I would say I'm probably learning more from Omar than he's learning from me. And it's just amazing. I actually love interacting and engaging with younger people who have a business idea or who are up and running in business and want to take it to the next level. I tend to do a lot of that and have done a lot of that over the years. And there's nothing better than the joy that it gives me when I see the enthusiasm and the passion that comes from guys like Omar there in developing the business. But I suppose I always kind of try to understand the concept, first of all, and the principle and so on. And we kind of began to develop a serious business plan around this when COVID hit us. And clearly the hotel sector was largely locked up for many months during the last year and a half. So we had to, the hotel sector is an obvious sector for vending machines. But we had to look at other sectors, and basically we did, and we opened up, you know, we introduced vending machines to construction sites, to nursing homes, to factories, to offices, et cetera, et cetera. And not just in Dublin, but in Cork, in Limerick, in Northern Ireland, in Belfast, in Derry, in Waterford, all over the country. And largely as we were doing it, I certainly had the confidence from speaking to Omar that every machine that we put in, we were learning something from it. And we were learning, you know, what was working, what wasn't not working. And it gave us tremendous insights to adjust, to amend, to move forward and so on and so forth. And those insights are very valuable. So basically what I always say to Omar is be prepared to test and almost to fail in some places as well. Not that I don't think we failed or in any place, but not, you know, so, but the throughputs in some places might be as high as others. But with all those learnings, you know, we got a lot of information, and now we're kind of, I guess, strategy to me is always about painting a picture of where you want to be in 3 to 5 years' time. So almost forget about the current scenario for the moment. Where do you want to be in 3 or 5 years' time? And let's write that down and write that up, because once we all understand where we want to be in 3 to 5 years' time, not just in a financial sense, but in a marketing sense, in terms of our relationship with the partners that we work with. So we nail all of that. And then you take the current scenario and you develop a roadmap to get there. And we're very much on that roadway at the moment to get there in implementing the strategic plan. So much so that we're continually refreshing our kind of business plan at the moment, because we see all sorts of opportunities ahead, even for construction sites. Like the benefit of construction companies having these on sites, particularly outdoor ones, is it means that a lot of workers are not wasting time driving down to the shop for their snacks and for their beverages and stuff like that. They're there on site for them, and it's worth a treat from everybody's perspective. And I suppose the other side of it then is the feedback that we get is just extraordinary. Omar is deeply passionate, and to be fair to him, he's taken a few knocks as well over the last period of time. Some good points. He had a new baby in recent months, which was brilliant. But when we were, you know, about to kind of launch something in the marketplace in recent months as well, his father very suddenly passed away in Argentina. So he had to take a fortnight or 3 weeks out of the system to deal with all of that. So as you go through business, there's plenty of joy and there's plenty of things that motivate you, but there's always a bit of calamity and a crisis as well that you have to deal with. Omar has had to face that in recent weeks, and you know, is back.
And it's how you deal with things, isn't it? Yeah, and you mentioned there about feedback and taking on board feedback, and you know, you talked about failure there as well, Alf. You know, there, you know, and it's so true that there's no such thing as failure, only feedback, and when you can learn from it and implement it. I'm actually very curious, Omar, to see, what do you put into vending machines on a construction site? Because when I think of a vending machine, I think of maybe a couple of bars of chocolate and, you know, a few beverages, you know, cans or bottles of soft drinks. Are other things going into them on building sites?
Elaine, you wouldn't believe it, you know, but just talking about construction sites, it's all about energy drinks, you know, like the lads in the construction site, you it's just all about energy, like protein bars, you know, like construction is such an important role in our economy at the moment, you know, and we need it so much that there is so much power put it and energy put it into this industry by both the government and the private sector, you know. And I think Alf might just say the same, you know, but this is for the next few years, you know, is what we need, you know. We need construction, you know.
So from a product wise, right? So for our listeners that are listening in and they're thinking, oh God, maybe we could have a vending machine in our office or, you know, in our workplace or whatever that might be. What can go into a vending machine outside of, you mentioned your travel plugs. So outside of your typical bottle of soft drink and your bar of chocolate, what else?
I give a good example. Next week, we're installing a vending machine for a farm in the north of Ireland. And it's going to be only selling milk, bottle of milk, you know, from the farm. So we had to design this machine specifically for them. We have an engineering team in England, which belongs to Sanden Bendo, you know. So we asked for all the samples of bottles, you know, and we came up with this fantastic design. The machine arrived a week ago into our warehouse here in Dublin, and we are installing this hopefully next week. And it's going to be a great solution for this farm that they were looking forward to sell their milks, you know, milk through a vending machine.
Oh my God, so, that sounds so exciting.
But I suppose the answer then beyond that, there's a lot of innovation going on and there's a lot of new products. And the good thing is that we can try new products from particular suppliers and put them into the vending machines at any time. And it's kind of horses for courses. You know, the products that you'd sell potentially in a nursing home would be very different to the products you'd sell on a construction site. So on a construction site, you might have brands like Red Bull or like Monster and so on and so forth. Whereas you might have Lucozade and health products in a nursing home. So it entirely
that's great to know that there's that huge level of flexibility, you know, and innovation that can go in behind that. You can nearly create a bespoke type vending machine for a product. That agricultural example you give is fantastic, Omar, because even straight away by us having this conversation, I'm thinking of so many people in the farming community that have product to sell, just like what you mentioned there. And this is a solution that can possibly be recommended. And by having conversations, and Alf, I think that's a very important point that you brought up at the start, by having that conversation day one at that bar in Dublin, you know, this has all really come to pass and has skyrocketed as well. But I can just imagine as well, it's not always plain sailing in business. Is there any setbacks that you've had along the way that you've really learned from?
Well, in our case, in my case, as Alf mentioned there, you know, it's all about trying, you know, like we are approached like on a daily basis by probably 5 to 10 companies every day, you know, to put a vending machine in their location, you know, and as Alf mentioned, you know, sometimes you try, you know, and willing, and we have a certain parameters, you know, to have an idea if a machine is going to work or not in the location, you know, but some step backs, you know, probably is locating a machine and having the machine not just turning enough cells, you know, to be able to be commercially viable in that location. So sometimes, well, you need to talk to the site owner and tell them, listen, unfortunately, it's not working, and we had to move the machine mm-hmm. to the other, to a different location. You know, but that's only it happened a couple of times, you know, during the last few years, you know, but these kind of things, you know, challenging things as well, Elaine, you know, at the moment is supply chain, you know, something yes. that is a worldwide phenomenon, and it's quite difficult, you know, to get the things on time, you know, like unfortunately clients want the things for tomorrow, and mm. and sometimes it's difficult, you know, to try to explain them you can microwave a vending machine, you know, like there's a whole production.
There's a lead time, and then with the whole slowdown in the global shipping and so on and so forth, there have been delays, but nothing inordinate. We're very much on top of it, you know. And the exciting thing here is there is demand coming from almost all sectors. Across the economy, from airports to train stations mm-hmm. to schools to offices and so on and so forth, and it probably fits a bit neatly as well on the back of COVID, where, you know, where Canada's less touch and handling of product by consumers. They could go to the machine with their credit card, with their cash, put in, and the product comes out, and it's 100%. It's very much a clean, safe environment. Yeah.
And especially when, I suppose, one of the, you know, as well as supply chain issues, you know, there is a shortage in the workforce as well. So for a venue to be able to, you know, maybe use this as a solution to a staffing problem as well is phenomenal, and it's probably a cost effective staffing solution as well. So
that's a really good point, actually.
You know, you've made great progress in such a short period of time, you know, notwithstanding the fact that I know that those 3 or 4 years in development and all of that behind it, but it just shows with the right partnership coming together, you know, complementary skill sets. And I think that's an important part, that when we look for a partner in business, it's not necessarily somebody like us, you know, that we need. It's somebody maybe with, you know, a complementary or totally different skill set that often makes that as a dynamic duo and partnership. And I think that's exactly what we're witnessing here this morning. And from both of you,
I think as well, Elaine, just to come in there, I think one of the skills, Omar is like, he could be a Steve Jobs one day, because he has just an amazing mind and an amazing brain. But in terms of marketing alone, he's social, the skills in terms of all of these Facebooks and Twitter and so on, LinkedIn, like he's on it every second day, promoting and encouraging people to review his products and what we're at and so on and so forth. So all the social media, he's like ahead of everybody else in the game on it, I think. And again, that's where it's all moving, whether it be Instagram, whether it be Twitter, etc. Most recently, we're in TikTok, and we've lots of advertising and promotional stuff on TikTok, and it resonates really, really well with consumers generally.
Absolutely. And the fact too that, you know, the rate of change has expedited so much in the last 12 to 18 months alone, that I can see. And you opened up, Alf, at the beginning of our conversation by saying that, you know, we're this size now, but we could be twice or three times or four times. So it's fantastic to have that kind of vision and future ahead of you, you know. And it's no wonder therefore, Omar, that, you know, for 2 years in a row that you've been acknowledged as being the all-star vending machine. And I think that there's great things to come from your partnership. But what does it make you, how does it make you feel or help the business to get such a recognition from the All-Ireland Business Foundation?
Well, it's all about, as Alf mentioned, you know, it's all about part of our management and marketing strategy, you know. So, be part of the All-Ireland Foundation is an honor, first of all, and we are so grateful to your organization, Elaine, and Kapil as well, Kieran as well, I deal with him a lot, because since we achieve this recognition by the company, your company. There has been such a tremendous trust by your client, you know, because we went through a very strict process in order to get or the title of the vending machine company of the year, you know, like the accreditation body went through you know, like calling our customers, you know, calling our suppliers. They focus as well in something that is really, really important for us, you know, which is our online reviews. You know, we are the number one company in Ireland and North of Ireland in Google Plus, you know, by the rated by reviews, you know, 5-star reviews in Google. And if you just go to Trustpilot, you know, which is the main organization in Ireland and UK, just to rate companies, you know, we are the number one option for vending machine operators. You know, so that just helps us a lot in order to appeal of this
and
award.
And that feedback is invaluable. And I think as well as that, you know, the positive element spurs you on to achieve even greater things. Alf, I'll just throw the last question to yourself. You mentioned at the start about, you know, being heavily involved in the strategy side and being able to paint the picture that you can see in 1 year, 3 years, 5 years. Tell me, what's next for vendingmachines.ie? What does that picture look like?
Well, I'm hoping that Omar will take some bit of a break over Christmas anyway. That's the first thing, because he's running a mile a minute here or whatever. But I think in the new year, Omar and I will find some time to sit down, maybe even just after the Christmas break, sit down and be thinking about kind of the next steps. Like, it's an exciting sector. You know, we know from our research overseas that there are vending machines now coming into sectors that are providing sandwiches, that are providing perishable product and so on and so forth. So, you know, we're providing a very innovative solution at the moment. It's the machines are kind of very much state-of-the-art machines, but there's the potential to add a lot more products to our vending machine offering, and we'll be looking at that carefully. But I think that the main thing will be to ratchet it up and even more, and there's huge demand there. We need to kind of satisfy that demand going forward and obviously beef up the organization as well and strengthen the organization further to take advantage of that. I always say in life, persistence beats resistance. So we will persist, we will fight the fight, and we'll keep at it. Our customers are loving it. That's the most important thing for me. I often say to people in business, you know, the main thing in any business is to delight your customers. If everybody had that kind of that in their minds, whether it be in the banking sector or in our case the vending machine sector or the hotel sector, if you put your customer center stage and listen to them and work with them, then you can achieve a huge amount. And that's what we're about at the end of the day.
And that's a wonderful ethos to have. And I think the future is very bright, given your innovative side, you know, your great partnership, with that domination vision that you have as well. Yeah. I think that the future is very bright. Omar and Alf, thank you so much for joining me today on AIBF Business Talk. It's been a pleasure learning more about vendingmachines.ie. And I would strongly encourage any of our listeners today to check out vendingmachines.ie, connect in with Omar and Alf, and see potentially how maybe their solution could be another stream to market for your product or for your service. So on that note, Omar and Alf, thank you so much. Take care.
Thank you so much, Elaine. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to AIBF Business Talk today. I really do hope you enjoyed listening in. To find out more about the All-Ireland Business Foundation and the work that we do, especially the Business All-Stars programme, just go to www.aibf.ie. Remember, never put off until tomorrow what you can do today. Until next time, from your host, Elaine Carroll, goodbye.